something for a film or a TV or something like that versus you just creatively expressing yourself?
There's a big, vast difference in terms of dedication, I guess, or being, you know, diligent about, you know, when I have a commission or write for other people, I meet the deadlines and, you know, I work towards that. But when I ask for myself, I don't have that same discipline, I guess. Discipline is the word. So, I mean, that's the major difference, is like I'm more disciplined working for other people than working for myself, which, you know, might not be the best thing, but I guess it is what it is. But yeah, in terms of writing music for theater, film, and whatnot, I see that as more of a collaborative effort with a, you know, with a director or with a choreographer. So they give me ideas, and you know, I work from that, and so it's more of a collaborative effort. Or they have something specific in mind, and they, you know, provide me with a song and say, well, this is what we've been working with. Can you do something similar? And so, you know, I work that way. And, but, you know, what kind of irks me is when people give me something that, you know, they're like a soundtrack that, you know, had millions of dollars put into it. And they say, can you do something like this? And I'm like, on, you know, $100? I don't know. So, yeah, there's a lot of collaboration, especially if you're working with a band or something as well, like, you know, or other singers, and there's always that collaborative effort. But my own stuff, yeah, I take a long time in creating and, you know, coming up with the final product. And so most of my work lately has been, for myself, has been writing songs in Statlian language. So, you know, that that's a really important thing to me right now, because we are losing a lot of our languages. And one thing for me is, like, if I was growing up, like, I would have loved to have heard pop song in my language, or, you know, an emo song or a death metal song. Mm-hmm. Or,
yeah, all
know,
genres.
All genres. So that's kind of what I'm aiming for, although screaming metal is probably not my strongest suit, so.
Great. Thank you. And during our workshop at the festival, you mentioned that a lot of what you do is because of the influence of your mom and what she saw in you. Could you touch on the importance of your mom in your art and in your life?
Yeah, well, my mom, Flora Wallace, like, she was a traditional singer. She was a very gifted singer. And she grew up in Hachlip, which is a community north of Lillooet. And yeah, from a young age, she learned a lot of traditional songs from her aunties. And but she also, like, that was a time when the gramophone was out, and, you know, and by, you know, the latest, you know, vinyl records, like 78 records. And so my mom, at a young age, would play these records, and I see a similarity there. Okay, with between her and myself and playing records, not knowing what they're on the records. But she would, yeah, play them, and then she would sing them. Like, she would learn. At that point, she didn't speak English, so, like, she was singing English song, not knowing what she was singing. And but she learned how to emulate these singers, and it's amazing what her voice could do. Like, later in life, like I said, she would emulate Linda Ronstadt or Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries. Like, she had a really good ear, and she was able to kind of mimic and, you know, get stuff out. Or, you know, singing operatic arias too sometimes, like, as having that type of sound, even though she'd be sometimes she'd be singing it kind of mockingly, but, like, I think she just loved having fun with her voice. And I think that's one major part of being an artist, is you gotta still, you know, have fun somehow. And so I think some of us turn it into a job, and it's like, it becomes very serious, and it's like, I can't live like that. Like, I have to have fun too. And like my mom, like, just improvising something wacky and weird or something just for myself, I guess, and having fun. But yeah, she was an amazing, gifted singer. And she seen that I love music, and seen that I could sing. So she would make, well, she says sometimes I would just get up and sing with her without any prompting. So, like, you know, that was when I was really young. And but yeah, through the years, like, yeah, she taught us these songs, and made us sing them in the community, like at funerals or weddings or something. And so that's one, some of my earliest memories of singing these songs for the community. And yeah, it felt really, even though, you know, as a kid you get shy or something, but like the feeling of singing and then blending so well with your mom or with your other siblings, it's such a great feeling.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed about a lot of your music is that there is still like a lightness and a playfulness to a lot of the music you release. One that comes to mind initially is Hastings Street, which is, Hastings Street is a tough area to live in, but your song is very upbeat and happy and noticing the beauty in Hastings Street and stuff. So yeah, how do you do that, and why do you do that, keeping that playfulness and that optimism in your music?
I think because one aspect is like I went to UBC for creative writing, and so my concentration was on poetry, and a lot of my poetry was really really heavy, like, and somewhat cathartic in some ways too. And so when I would read these poems at readings, I'd put myself in a state of, I guess it's kind of trauma. It's like reliving these traumas, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to do that with my music. So, and you know, my dad was very much a prankster, and he was he liked making fun of people in ways that, you know, weren't mean, but like he'd pick something up from you and copy you back, and like you don't know what he's doing until later. I'm like, oh, you know, a certain inflection of what you say, or you know, if you say or ah, or you know,
classic dad move. Oh my goodness.
So, you know, I got that kind of playfulness from him, but also from my mom too. Like she was playful, and like I said, you know, coming home one time and hearing her sing Macho Macho Man on the radio is like, okay, this is a person who does not think too seriously about what they're singing and just loves to sing for the fact of singing. So and so in my own work, I try to, well, with Hastings Street, I grew up back in the 70s, and Hastings Street was just kind of changing then. Like it was, there was a lot of alcoholics and alcoholism on the streets, and it was still kind of a tough neighborhood at that time. But you know, my mom shopped down there like pretty much every day because of, you know, Save-On Foods and Woodward's and Fields and Army and Navy. And so like this was a part of town where, you know, somebody with a large family can, you know, buy things that were, you know, were not, you know, the cost of Nordstrom or, you know, other stores. I don't even know the names of these stores because I can't even go, I can't afford to even go in them. Yeah, so like for her, it was a way to live on a budget, but also like it was all contained in one area. And growing up, like I at Co-op Radio, used to be on Hastings and Carroll. So like when I worked down there, that, you know, I would go down there all the time, like at least twice a week to work on stuff. And that was through the 80s, and later on working at the Fire Hall Theater, which is like at Gore and Cordova, like in that neighborhood. And also going to school there, like Outreach was a school, alternative school back in the 80s that was located in the United Church, what used to be on Gore and Hastings. So, you know, all through my life, I had connection down there, and it has changed a lot. And unfortunately, gentrification is killing Vancouver, really.
Yeah.
And it's sad to witness that, but like that nostalgia of feeling, you know, comes through in the music. Like I also wanted that to be reflected in the music. So like, you know, I love Sly and the Family Stone. I loved The Sound of Philadelphia, you know, all of these disco classics from Philadelphia. So all of that is kind of comes into my music, whether I know it or not sometimes. Like,
thank you. Before we kind of finish up, do you have any advice for Indigenous artists or musicians out there who are struggling to create but have this need to create? And that could be like they're struggling with financial means, or they're just trying to balance work and school and everything else. Any advice for creatives who are struggling?
Just keep doing it. I know there was a period in my life where I was working, going to school, and trying to maintain, you know, a career in music. And so I'd be, you know, working pretty constant for like 16 hours a day doing that, and plus having kids. So if you love something enough, you will keep doing it. But I mean, I know the world is different now. It's like, you know, work takes up a lot of your time just so you can pay rent and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, you don't need expensive technology to create music. You know, as a singer, it's like a hand drum and my voice is, you know, all I need sometimes. Or, you know, picking up a cheap guitar or, you know, cheap keyboard. But I mean, I think also finding an instrument you don't play and picking it up. You know, you can get sounds out of things without, without, you know, expensive lessons or stuff like that. It's like, you know, I rented a cello sometimes and just, you know, played with it for a week and just to see what kind of sounds I can get out of it. And sometimes I like, oh, that's a cool sound. I'm going to sample that. Or, you know, finding ways to create music that is outside your comfort zone, too. Like, that's the thing is, like, you know, don't be afraid to fail. I say the word fail, but, you know, don't be afraid to play around. I guess, you know, that's it, is play around with everything and, yeah, keep doing what you want to do. And, you know, a lot of times the world won't support you. The industry won't support you. But sometimes eventually they come around and see, oh, okay, what that person was doing 10 years ago is actually pretty cool now. So, you know, maybe nobody likes your work because you're so ahead of your time.
Exactly. We see a lot of artists that happens to. And lastly, do you have anything that you would like to promote? Any projects you're working on? Any music?
Well, I host a sing-along every Friday at Vancouver Community College on Broadway in the Courtyard from 5:30 to 7 up until August 18th. And so it's open to everyone. You don't have to register. It's just drop in whenever you feel like. It's open to anyone. So that I have that going up until August 18th. And I just put out a new album this month of music that I created for a musical based on a fictional indigenous radio station in the 80s. So check that out on Bandcamp. It's called CNDN Radio. And plus, yeah, stuff I've had in the past, like Unseated Tongues was another one of my albums a couple of years back. So part of me is like writing music in my language. Another part is like having fun. Like I loved working in the 80s material. I was like, oh yeah, like, you know, it's a retro kind of a feel to it, and it, you know, it was fun. So there's my outlet of fun is like playing 80s new wave music.
Wow, that's so funny. I've had like a recent kick in just wanting to listen to 80s music. It's, I don't know what it is, but it makes even me feel nostalgic when I like have never even lived through that, but there's something to it. It's nice.
It is, yeah. It was a fun time, and yeah, I remember it fondly, and yeah, so yeah, the music industry has changed so much, and I think whatever you do, make sure you have fun in there somewhere.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you spending your time doing this again. It was really nice to hear about your stories, and yeah, thank you.
No, thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
Amazing. Have a good weekend.
You too.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
Western Front is pleased to present Tremor, a new performance by Samita Sinha. Tremor is the emergence of voice through wreckage and the celebration of the body as a gateway to the cosmos. Sinha works with fragments from Indian vocal traditions as vessels to harness and liberate energy through the body and sound. In Tremor, she voices a relationship to a live and immersive sonic environment. Join Samita at Western Front, 303 8th Avenue, in Vancouver on July 21st to 22nd, with performances at 8:45 p.m, doors at 8:30. Admission is by donation, with suggested amounts $15 to $35. More information can be found at westernfront.ca.
Hello, hello, it's me again. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. And you just heard from my interview with Russell Wallace, and now I have one of his tracks pulled up. This is called Go-Go Native, I Think I'm Going Native. In the interview, he mentioned this album, which he released June 30th, 2023, and it's called On the Air, Music from CNDN Radio. Like Russell mentioned, this album is for musical. That's kind of... I mean, it's a really fun album because each of the tracks is music from a fictional 80s indigenous band. So it's kind of like this indigenous radio station from the 80s. And this is one of the tracks. I think it's a nod to the Go-Go's. I'll just play it for you. And if you do like this track, check out the rest of the album. It's a lot of nods to the 80s and new wave music. It's really fun. Support him on Bandcamp and also check out his other music on Spotify, Bandcamp, all streaming services. Thank you. Right, that was just All and Everything by Mega Bog. And then before that, we had What I See by Screaming Bamboo, who are an 80s band from Ottawa. And that was a pull from our archive. That was their 1986 album, Break These Chains. So a couple things before I go. Make sure that if you do want to go meet with Russell Wallace, attend his workshop. It's 5:30 to 7 tomorrow and next Friday in the VCC Courtyard on Broadway. And also, unfortunately, I didn't get to play this song by local band Warm, but they're having an album release show tomorrow night at Redgate. So definitely check them out. And I do want to mention that I am going to be away next week. I'm going to New York to see The Strokes and Angel Olsen, so I'm super excited for that. But I will not be here next week, but the Thursday after that, you can catch me here, 2 to 3, same time, same place. Stay tuned for Free Voices. I'm Elena, and I will see you next time.
Okay, we're getting ready for the next show here, which is Free Voices, and it's going to be coming up very soon, right now.